Numbers. Chapter 16. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took some men. They rose up before Moses, with some of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the congregation, called to the assembly, men of renown. They assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said to them, "You take too much on yourself, since all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is amongst them. Why do you lift yourselves up above the Lord's assembly?" When Moses heard it, he fell on his face. He said to Korah and to all his company, "In the morning, the Lord will show who are his, and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him. Even him whom he shall choose, he will cause to come near to him. Do this, have Korah and all his company take censers, put fire in them, and put incense on them before the Lord tomorrow. It shall be that the man whom the Lord chooses, he shall be holy. You have gone too far, you sons of Levi." Moses said to Korah, "Hear now, you sons of Levi. Is it a small thing to you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel, to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the Lord's tabernacle, and to stand before the congregation to minister to them, and that he has brought you near, and all your brothers the sons of Levi with you? Do you seek the priesthood also? Therefore you and all your company have gathered together against the Lord. What is Aaron that you complain against him?" Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and they said, "We won't come up. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey, to kill us in the wilderness, but you must also make yourself a prince over us? Moreover, you haven't brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We won't come up." Moses was very angry, and said to the Lord, "Don't respect their offering. I have not taken one donkey from them, neither have I hurt one of them." Moses said to Korah, "You and all your company go before the Lord, you, and they, and Aaron, tomorrow. Each man take his censer and put incense on it, and each man bring before the Lord his censer, 250 censers, you also, and Aaron, each with his censer." They each took his censer, and put fire in it, and laid incense on it, and stood at the door of the tent of meeting with Moses and Aaron. Korah assembled all the congregation opposite them to the door of the tent of meeting. The Lord's glory appeared to all the congregation. The Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "Separate yourselves from amongst this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." They fell on their faces, and said, "God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will you be angry with all the congregation?" The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the congregation, saying, get away from around the tent of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram." Moses rose up and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. He spoke to the congregation, saying, "Depart, please, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins." So they went away from the tent of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, on every side. Dathan and Abiram came out, and stood at the door of their tents with their wives, their sons, and their little ones. Moses said, "Hereby you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for they are not from my own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they experience what all men experience, then the Lord hasn't sent me. But if the Lord makes a new thing, and the ground opens its mouth, and swallows them up with all that belong to them, and they go down alive into Sheol, then you shall understand that these men have despised the Lord." As he finished speaking all these words, the ground that was under them split apart. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households, all of Korah's men, and all their goods. So they, and all that belonged to them, went down alive into Sheol. The earth closed on them, and they perished from amongst the assembly. All Israel that were around them fled at the cry, for they said, "Lest the earth swallow us up." Fire came out from the Lord, and devoured the 250 men who offered the incense. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter the fire away from the camp, for they are holy, even the censers of those who sinned against their own lives. Let them be beaten into plates for a covering of the altar, for they offered them before the Lord. Therefore they are holy. They shall be a sign to the children of Israel." Eleazar the priest took the bronze censers which those who were burnt had offered, and they beat them out for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial to the children of Israel, to the end that no stranger who isn't of the offspring of Aaron would come near to burn incense before the Lord, that he not be as Korah and as his company, as the Lord spoke to him by Moses. But on the next day all the congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and against Aaron, saying, "You have killed the Lord's people." When the congregation was assembled against Moses and against Aaron, they looked towards the tent of meeting. Behold, the cloud covered it, and the Lord's glory appeared. Moses and Aaron came to the front of the tent of meeting. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Get away from amongst this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." They fell on their faces. Moses said to Aaron, "Take your censer, put fire from the altar in it, lay incense on it, carry it quickly to the congregation, and make atonement for them, for wrath has gone out from the Lord. The plague has begun." Aaron did as Moses said, and ran into the middle of the assembly. The plague had already begun amongst the people. He put on the incense, and made atonement for the people. He stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now those who died by the plague were 14,700, in addition to those who died about the matter of Korah. Aaron returned to Moses to the door of the tent of meeting, and the plague was stopped.